You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
We zoom in on our local Napa County picture now. Dr. Karen Maluccio joining me via telephone this morning. And hello and good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
It's been a blur so far.
There's a lot going on today, right?
Yeah. Yes, very much so.
Yeah. So the big story that I was just about to reiterate for the listeners is that we seem to have a lot of confirmation, various sources, that the shelter-at-home order is going to be lifted today. Can you confirm that at this point?
At this point, it's the best thing to do is to listen to the governor's briefing, and that will definitely confirm what is going on. But it is expected that, you know, with the decreased case rates and hospitalizations, that that the four-week projections look good. And that's pretty much what I'll say for now, but just stay tuned for noon.
I think we can read between the lines on that. This is obviously good news. It means, as I understand it, that Napa County and most of the state will now go back into the purple tier where we were before all the regional stay-at-home orders began, correct?
Yes, that's correct. There's only one county that will end up in red, but it's not Napa County.
Mm-hmm. And so what that will allow then is for the return of outdoor dining and outdoor wine tasting. Correct me if I get anything wrong. Nail salons, hair salons, and so on will be able to have customers again, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what changes is that, you know, what you mentioned, outdoor dining, outdoor wine tasting, and then, you know, hair salons and personal care can open indoors. And then everything else will remain outdoors, such as fitness centers and, you know, family entertainment that will still be outdoors.
Mm-hmm. And then what will it take for us to get beyond the purple tier and back to the red tier where we once were?
Well, you know, I think once again, we have to double down on any preventive measures that we've been practicing to keep us, to get us back to red at least. And that would be mainly the three W's: wash your hands, watch your distance, and wear a face covering. Mm-hmm. Those are going to be really of utmost importance to double down on that. I think the other thing that's hopeful is vaccination, but I think it's also important to remind people that we are not at the point where we have ample supply of vaccine. So we still have limited amounts at this time.
Is it correct to say that for Napa County, we have the ability to give more vaccinations than we have the vaccine to do that with?
That's correct. Yes. So, you know, we have had our drive-through clinics, and, you know, St. Helena Hospital Foundation, who has been partnering with us on this effort, has also demonstrated that they have the capacity to do high-volume vaccinations. But what we're dealing with is a shortage of vaccine. And, you know, not enough to vaccinate even our highest-risk population. So at this time, you know, we are finishing off Phase 1A, which is mostly healthcare workers in various settings. We're finishing that off. We've also gone into Phase 1B, Tier 1. And, you know, that includes, it used to include 75 plus, but it has been changed to 65 plus, 65 years of age or older. It also includes first responders, education and childcare, I'm forgetting what, food and agriculture. The original inception of Phase 1B, Tier 1 included that. But then more recently, the guidance is changing to vaccinate people that are 65 years of age or older, mainly because they are the population that is getting hospitalized and dying from COVID.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the question has to be, and I'm not sure how perfectly, it can be answered by anyone right now, but where is the problem in the vaccine distribution system? Is it at the manufacturing level? Is it literally moving it from plants to where it needs to be? What's happening here? Because I think everybody nationwide is frustrated at this moment.
Yeah, and it's not very clear to me. I think here's what I hear. In the one hand, it appears that California, there's a perception from the federal government that California is sitting on a lot of doses and has administered the least doses of the supply that we have obtained. But part of it is, it's data reporting. So when a healthcare provider gives a vaccine, they have to report every dose that they've given that day within 24 hours. So there may be, it's possible that, people are behind in entering the data. The other possibility, because we've done real-time data entry in Napa County during our mass vaccination clinics, we literally have somebody on a laptop entering the dose as it's being administered. And despite that, we've experienced lags of 48 to 72 hours in that person that gets vaccinated showing up on the California Immunization Registry. So the state is really deploying a lot of resources and partnering with tech companies such as Salesforce and Accenture in order to try to fix this problem. Because as long as there's this perception that California is not vaccinating enough people, then it could really affect our supplies going forward. So this is a crucial moment to get this problem fixed.
So what you're saying is that when we read a story saying that California is 45th in the country in getting vaccines in arms, or that we've only distributed 37% or something of the vaccinations available, that may actually not be true because of lags in actually reporting the number of shots that are being administered. Is that accurate?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And that's one part of it. I think the other part is there's just uncertainty in what the vaccine supply is. I think a big worry for a lot of us is, will there be the availability of a second dose on time to give people their second dose? I think that's the part that makes us a little nervous and sitting in the edge of our seats. We're not at this point where basically the FDA has said we can, delay the second dose in order to vaccinate more people with first doses. We're not there yet. And the Western Scientific Advisory Group also has not recommended that we withhold the second dose. So it is really unclear at this juncture what the supply really looks like.
The website, countyofnapa.org, which has tons of data, of course, says that so far 14,415 doses have been given here in Napa County. How many do we need to what's the target for the total number of people, not necessarily doses because of the two doses per person factor, but how many human beings need to get vaccinated in Napa County to meet our objective?
I would say at least 70%, but that goal is going to take a while to get there just because we're limited by supplies. We definitely have the capacity. If, the magic vaccine store dropped a ton of doses from the sky, we could do it. Mm-hmm. We could do 10,000 doses a week. We could probably even exceed that. It is just a matter of not having the doses on hand and having to plan literally day by day. Because we are not sure if we have enough vaccine. I think the other piece of this is that counties are responsible for allocating vaccine, to either healthcare systems, to pharmacies. So we're really trying to build up the infrastructure of our healthcare partners and the pharmacies to do COVID-19 vaccinations. So we have to think about the long-term strategy of how vaccinations will roll out. At this time, there's just not enough vaccine to do that. We know that our partners have the they have the ability to do this. It's just that we don't have enough vaccine.
It's frustrating. When you said 70% of the population vaccinated, that's adult population, right?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, the vaccine has not been tested in, you know, people under 18 years of age, at least for, I can't remember which one. It's one of them has been tested 18 and above. The other one's 16 and above. You know, vaccinating somebody younger than that is just not, it's not something that I think there needs to be more, you know, trials, clinical trials on children.
When we're talking about getting the vaccinations completed, there seems to be a lot of confusion among the general public as to what they're supposed to do, if they're supposed to contact someone or if they will be contacted. And that includes people who are looking to the county and those who are looking to Kaiser or whoever their health provider is. Just a lot of uncertainty. People hear, well, they're giving shots to people 65 and over. I'm in that category. Where do I get my shot? And then we hear, you know, a random snippet of something. Well, CVS has vaccines or Walgreens has vaccines. And, you know, it's hard to get a comprehensive feeling for what we should know. What's the simplest thing you can say to the folks listening who may be in those categories? What should they do to have some kind of confidence that they will get an opportunity to get the vaccine when it's available to them?
No, I think the best thing is to, you know, sign up on the county website. And then also, if, for example, if you're a Kaiser member, just keep your eyes peeled for the availability of vaccine. I know that there, you know, our health systems are working on it, as, but they are also faced with the same shortage that the counties are. So we have our vaccine interest form, and I know it's a big list. And we're trying to get through it and vaccinate people when we have, you know, vaccine available. So I think just going to countyofnapa.org, and then you'll see in the splash page a picture of the vaccine page, you know, pretty much pops up. Just click in there, and there's a vaccine interest form. If you are a Kaiser member, you know, just keep your eyes peeled for any news that's coming in through Kaiser. And I think that over time, vaccines will become available. It's just that it's not now. I think that what, you know, in terms of pharmacies having availability, you know, CVS and Walgreens is getting doses for the CDC pharmacy partnership where they vaccinate people in nursing homes and skilled nursing facilities and other congregate facilities for the elderly. So that's where they're concentrating their doses. Pharmacies will have the ability to get vaccine, but it really is dependent on the vaccine supply within the county, because what has to happen is we take the allocations of vaccine that come from the state, and then they're going to depend on the county's allocations in order to have vaccine in the pharmacy or to have vaccine in a practice. So I think that that's the issue. They're not getting vaccine as a separate source at this time.
Okay, so with no holidays looming, do we have a good shot at continuing to see declining case rates and declining hospitalizations for a while? Are we on a good path in that regard?
No, I think we are, but I think once again, we are really dependent on people to double down on the 3 W's and to minimize mixing. Everybody has to do their part to get us out of this. We are not out of the woods, and in fact, we are still in deep purple. So just because, you know, there's a possibility of the regional stay-at-home order being lifted, it does not mean business as usual.
And on that note, we'll wrap it up for this time. Thank you for your time and information. We'll all look forward to 12 noon and get the official word. Dr. Karen Relucio, Napa County's public health officer, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.